You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here we go.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Well, it's our daily update on Rex Hewerman as we continue to... I hate to use this term because it... I just came to mind. I'm like, oh, this is like going to be a really bad pun, but it's true. Dig deeper on the developments at Rex Hewerman's Massapequa Park residence, which is exactly what they are doing. Have you seen the, I posted it on Twitter, the video of multiple investigators in the backyard pulling up what looked like a giant, almost like a trap door. I mean, it was huge. It was like the size of a pool. And they, it was a big wooden, you know, covering to the ground. What was underneath the covering? Well, I think we're going to find that out shortly. But they just keep digging and they keep finding. This guy left a trove of evidence all over, right in plain sight for people, as his alleged reign of terror seemed to go on for all of those decades. So it's a fairly normal neighborhood. You'd be surprised how out of place his house kind of looks, how non-architect like it looks. That I find very bizarre. I talked to the psychologist about it today, Siobhan Scott, and you'll hear that on an upcoming interview. Just saying, how weird is it? This guy, he's an architect. He's been involved in a lot of things, and his house looks like a dump.
Oh, yeah. I think I had mentioned this as well. When I'm looking for somebody like to do my hair, let's say, if their hair looks disgusting and ratty, that doesn't bode well for their talent level. So when you take a look at an architect and how disheveled his home is, it's like, wait a minute, what's going on? You have resources here. You're an architect. You know the best people who do the best work, and your house looks like shit and your roof is being held up by 2x4s. That's not good.
It's like, what does it say about his personality? What does it say about his psyche that that's where he goes back to call home?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that, but it makes me, there's got to be something to it. And quite honestly, here's another thing that I think we talked about the other day, and I feel horrible for his family because God knows what that's like to try and figure this out. They look like beat down people. And I'm not even necessarily saying physically, although that could probably be argued as well. They look like shells of human beings who have endured this man and have been brainwashed, have been eviscerated.
Gaslit,
eviscerated. They don't look like they're in good shape mentally and physically for that matter. And it does make me wonder what was life like in that home. How much did they see? And I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form of like, are they not telling the truth? I'm saying how much of his insane behavior was normalized and these people had no fucking idea.
Oh, absolutely. And chances are, because of the type of individual he might be and how people have had interactions with him where they were afraid of him and their red flags were raised. It just, you know, maybe there was some sort of fear of him in the home too, that maybe they saw some things and were afraid of him.
Yeah. I mean, if you see what somebody you're supposed to trust has the potential to do or has been doing, or you suspect of doing, I think the last thing you want to do is be on that person's bad side, Because if you suspect they're capable of this, they're capable of doing that to you too. Hiraman is currently at this moment in time. If you listen to this podcast 10 years later, the number is going to be likely much larger. Hell, if you listen to this podcast in a month from now, the number is likely going to be larger. But as of this recording on the 24th of July, 2023, Hiraman is currently accused of three counts of murder linked to the infamous Gilgo Beach killings, a decade-old unsolved case involving the gruesome discovery of 11 bodies, mainly young female sex workers near Gilgo Beach. An investigation into Hiraman's potential connection to a fourth murder is also ongoing. Following his arrest, what we've been watching so far the last few days, a significant focus being placed in Hiraman's Massapequa Park home, seemingly regular household that may hold the key to unveiling the atrocities that have baffled authorities for over a decade now. Late on Sunday, authorities commenced excavations in the backyard of his residence, signaling the possible burial of unknown secrets. Equipped with a backhoe and ground-penetrating radar, I believe I was saying that Friday, we need to get some ground-penetrating radar in here. Investigators are meticulously combing the area for potential evidence. In an unprecedented revelation that sent shockwaves through the community, law enforcement sources have indicated that they believe at least one of the Gilgo Beach murders might have taken place at Hiraman's residence. These suspicions, though alarming, have significantly escalated the urgency and importance of the ongoing investigations at Hiraman's property. Authorities have not yet revealed what, if any, evidence they've discovered at the house over the past weekend. It looks like an absolute horror scene. When you look at the people with hazmat suits on, the tents that have been put up, what they're digging into the ground and what they're appearing to find that we're seeing from camera shots above, helicopter and drone shots. This is nothing but a horror show. And I would imagine if people are going in and out of that place with hazmat suits on, there's probably some sort of human material or something that is being identified that they're protecting themselves from.
Well, and how terrifying must that be for the family members as well, that it's not just, hey, dad or my husband has been arrested for being an alleged serial killer. It's there might have been a burial ground in our backyard of these murder victims. I can't imagine. I mean, their lives have been turned upside down and now there's a possible crime scene in their own backyard. So home wasn't even safe.
Yeah, they are going through and they are combing through everything at that place. I can't imagine that family's ever going to be able to go back to that place and go, hey, we're back home now. I'm imagining that that's going to be such a, although I wonder how horrible it is on the inside. On the outside, it looks like a hoarder home. On the inside, I can only imagine how bad it might be. And then to have these accusations that he was killing people in there. They've also found a soundproof room in the house as well. So that's, you know, because everybody has a soundproof room. We do this for a living. We don't have soundproof rooms.
Nope. I have soundproofing on the walls, but that's so that there's not much of an echo. It's not to keep sound out. It's to make sure that the sound isn't bouncing around and just being unlistenable, but it's not so that sound can't get out. It's so sound can't come in.
I'm going to guess the purpose of this was more so for sound can't get out. That would just be my, hey, dad built that soundproof room right next to the big pit in the back that smells like decaying bodies.
Oh God.
Next to the 90 guns.
200.
Or 200. What?
Cause everybody needs 200. Jeez, the story is just getting bigger and bigger. It's spreading like a puddle on the floor, and there's just no end in sight.
And then seeping into the cracks that go into the cave.
Yeah.
Hit it in the backyard.
Can you imagine the neighbors? I mean, the neighbors have spoken out, but can you imagine they see a backhoe come in, and they're like, uh-oh, shit.
Many have spoken out. Many have said they remember him burning a lot of things in the backyard. One even says that they were threatened by him in the past. And that they mainly just kind of kept to themselves and that they were weird, but not necessarily threatening other than, you know, the weird exchange. But that just kind of seemed, from what I understood, more like an asshole neighbor saying something mean to somebody, not necessarily like, I'm going to stalk you down and kill you and, you know, that sort of thing. But enough to make someone remember that neighbor's kind of an asshole. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to find. Authorities are saying that they believe by the end of the week, they're going to try and have the investigation into the home wrapped up. But who knows?
Boy, that's quick. That seems really fast to me.
I guess it just depends, you know, how far they've... I mean, there was a lot of people in that video working on this investigation. So I wonder how much they, you know, they've scraped up or what they found thus far. But he strikes me as a type of person that would have really weird collections. And we already saw the doll that came out in the case. This is going to sound fucking horrible, but here's my prediction.
Okay.
That doll is going to have human hair on it.
Shit, Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, so like he took it from a victim and oh.
Yeah.
You know what? As sick and twisted as that is, I think you're probably right.
I think it's going to be something of that nature. I think, and if it's not that, there's going to be some sort of trophies from these people that they're finding in the house, whether it be hair, which that's what I'm wondering about the hair. When I saw that, I'm like, that's really creepy. And my first instinct, I don't know why it's my first instinct, but I'm like, oh, does that doll have like hair on it from the victims? That's like the first thing I thought. Like, I don't
know. Although you're learning from these cases that you're watching, you're starting to pick up on stuff and how these people function and the trophies. And, you know, I buy t-shirts when I go to concerts. Maybe that's what this guy sort of was doing was, well, I need a souvenir. You know, it's all just how people work.
It is. And unfortunately, with things like this, you never quite know what exactly is going to be unearthed.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.